With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are incredibly busy. I know I said I was going to come back to this earlier in the podcast. You are incredible shape.
Oh,
and look
wow.
Amazing. Well, I know your
you,
modesty.
I don't believe that.
I know your modesty you. Will prevent you from really engaging in this question. But I am interested to know, you know, and I know a lot of men and women will want to know, fitness is very important to you, but you take quite a holistic approach to
very
your life.
Very much so, yeah.
Just explain why that has always mattered to you and why it works for you and any tips that you can share.
You know, I absolutely love the holistic approach to life and, you know, homeopathic world. That's a big part of my life, actually, because it helped me enormously when I was younger. I was back in my 20s and I had a cyst on an ovary. And I hope it's not being too graphic here, but it was incredibly painful. I was fainting once a month. And I mean, the pain was excruciating. And way back in my early 20s, I had endometriosis, which is a big subject today for a lot of women. Mm. And I did have a small operation on that. And then, as I said, years later, I had this cyst that appeared on an ovary and it was so painful. I thought I was dying at certain points.
So was this before you'd had kids? The endometriosis?
Yes.
So you might have thought you couldn't have kids.
Well, I didn't realise at the time that was the case. So
wow.
I was very, very lucky that I had somebody that dealt with it quite quickly. But then years later, I had three children.
That's amazing.
And very fortunate because I've got friends, children that I know that have suffered terribly with endometriosis. And it's a big, big problem for a lot of women. And anyway, so then I had this cyst appear and then I was in excruciating agony, I can't tell you. And so a couple of times my kids nearly had to call ambulances because I was in so much pain. I thought I was dying.
And
anyway, I went for a walk with a girlfriend of mine who is a trained homeopath. And she said to me, you need to see my homeopath. He's like the guru of homeopaths. And she can sort that out for you. And I, at the time I'd been seeing some doctors who'd said, oh yeah, well, we might have to operate and... you know, they'd scanned it and everything. And anyway, I went to see this homeopath, Hilary Dorian, who is an amazing woman, many years ago. This is like 20 years ago or something. And she put me on these remedies and she said, I need to clean up your liver and we're going to get the hormones back in tune and we're just going to do everything slowly. She said, I can't say I'm going to fix this in 1 week, but your body will start to take over. And that's the thing about homeopathy. I think people, I mean, I hear so many people just disregarding it and saying there's no proof in it. Well, the only proof that I can have is that I took these remedies. I did what she said. It was a very, there was a little bit of Chinese medicine in there as well. And I took some tinctures and things, something called Agnus Castus every day, which was quite revolting. It's like Chinese herbs, but it's still in my cupboard today, actually, because I occasionally take it. And it totally cleared up my skin, which I'd never had a massive problem with my skin, but I noticed a huge difference in how my skin was. It completely changed how it looked and cleared up any spots or anything. And the spots on my chin were coming from the ovary. So if you ask any Chinese medicine, you know, or you look into it, obviously your skin is the biggest organ in the body. And it displays things that are going on internally. So the whole thing made total sense to me. And what she explained to me was that symptoms for anything are a very positive sign to a homeopath because they are, that is the body speaking. So when symptoms appear, it's your body telling the world or you that something is going on. So if you just treat from the top and just plaster up those symptoms, you don't know what's going on underneath. Mm. But if you try to find the root cause of what's causing those symptoms, the symptoms will dissipate and go away. And so that makes total sense to me. It's like such an obvious thing to look at. And when it actually is explained to you, it's very obvious. And of course, what she did was get to the root cause of what was causing the cyst. And all of my symptoms literally disappeared overnight. And some of the other symptoms took a little bit of time, but exactly as she said, over a period of a few months, they all just disappeared. And so I realised that she had treated it properly. It had gone, and your body then takes over. So of course I've sent all my kids to homeopathic treatments, you know, every time they've had a cold or a cough or a sore throat. And I love the whole ethos of what homeopathy is. And but I'm also interested in all approaches holistically to health, because one thing that always troubles me is the fact that, you know, the medical profession, as much as I love it and I appreciate what they do, they don't look really at nutrition. It's not part of the training, I believe, is what I've been told. And or if it is, it's a very, very small part of it. But to me, nutrition and the way that you eat, we are what we eat. Of course we are. That's how we survive. So you can change things naturally by what the nutrients that you're putting into your body. But I think what's more worrying about life today is that the soil is so depleted of nutrients. So even if you're eating lovely, healthy-looking green beans, the nutrients may not be in those green beans. And so generally food is very depleted of nutrients. And we need nutrients. We're lacking in a lot of minerals. And, you know, sometimes I've gone to my homeopath, Hillary, and said, oh, I've got really bad cramps in the middle of the night. And she'll say, ah, you might be magnesium deficient. And then I'll take some magnesium supplements and the cramps will disappear. And actually, for a lot of women or men out there who suffer very badly from, like, waking up in the night or bad... In fact, I know you've had sleeping issues. Well, magnesium can help enormously with sleep deficiency. And in fact, when I've taken magnesium, and there's a certain one that I take, and it's helped enormously with sleep problems. And I wake up refreshed with a deeper sleep, don't wake up as often. And, you know, I'm just really interested in the whole subject of health and nutrition and a holistic approach to it, because it makes total sense to me.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivaled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition means you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing.
It really, and you just described it brilliantly, because I couldn't agree more that if you've got a cramp, I think the natural reaction is to go and take a painkiller for that pain.
Yeah.
And all you're doing is you're masking the problem.
You're masking it.
And actually you're putting something probably pretty grim into your body in the process.
What you're doing is layering the body. And a homeopath will say you have to look at like an onion.
Yeah.
And if you're getting on to later life and you're layering up your body with so many painkillers, anti-inflammatories, medical stuff, lots of medical stuff.
The antibiotics, you know, when you're drilling those into kids. That can't be great, can it?
No, I don't think it is. And I, from what I understand, the Scandinavian approach to children's health is they don't give out antibiotics straight away. They just don't. It's not part of what they do. And I believe we're trying to change it here in this country.
There definitely seems to be a movement to that effect.
Yeah. And, you know, because I was going back to the skin, you know, the skin is the biggest organ. So when a rash appears on the surface, that's a really positive sign to a homeopath, because they're going, God, that's the body getting it out. It's trying to get out of the body.
Flush it out, yeah.
Flushing it out and trying to get it out completely. Whereas what we do is we're going to put creams and cortisone and, you know, stuff onto it, pushing it back into the body. And then the body's very clever. It will push it back in and travel across the body and it'll come out somewhere else and it will go deeper into your system. So what a homeopath will do is try to find out your health history and then work from the top layer and start unpeeling from that top layer of the onion. And what a lot of people do is they start to give up because they go, oh, well, that didn't work because I then got this other symptom. Well, that's what's happening. It's coming through and you're going to get rid of it and unlayer it to take it back to the original point of what may have started some chronic illness. And you know, I think it's really fascinating. And you mentioned Tsitsipas. I had a long chat with his dad, who knew one of the most eminent homeopaths and naturopaths in Greece, where he grew up. And he told me, my children have never been vaccinated. They've never had a single, they do not believe in any of those anti-inflammatories or painkillers. They are totally pain, clean. They don't have anything. He doesn't believe in it. And he was really, really interested in the whole subject.
Wow.
Which I thought was, it was very reassuring to me, because I'm not completely on the wrong path.
No, God, no. And do you know, it's interesting about the skin thing, because I remember, this is going back to my early 20s, I remember getting eczema. I'd never had eczema in my life, never had anything. And I had a bit of IBS, and I think, well, I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I was like, I think all too often we try to power ahead and we try to suppress whatever it is that we're feeling. Anyway, long story short, I went to see all sorts of different people. I've put creams on this eczema. I was like, why am I getting eczema?
You didn't get asthma as well, did you?
No, I didn't get asthma. But anyway, it all went back to this. I saw this one guy who was like, have you had anything sort of a bit traumatic, but stressful happen in the last...
It's usually emotional.
It's all linked. Yeah, and I went, oh my God. And I was so... I just wasn't willing to admit that I was stressed and that I was upset by something that had happened.
Very linked to stress.
Yeah, and as soon as I then dealt with the core issue, everything else cleared up.
It does. It just...
But instead, all these other people were trying to put cortisones and all the creams on top of
which
it,
will
which
then in turn cause something else further down the track. And I think, when I see people with psoriasis, I have a great cameraman friend of mine that actually has terrible psoriasis, and he's always buying... stuff in America when we're over there. And I'm always saying to him, oh, please try a different approach. But I don't know whether he has or not. I'll have to ask him. But I did pass on one tip, and I'll pass it on here, because why not? And it was Novak Djokovic, actually, who put up an Instagram post about celery juice. And I'd never heard about this celery juice phenomenon. Mm. And he was saying, this is my little secret. I'm going to let you into a secret. The medical medium, who's somebody that I'd never heard of, I think it helps him with all his health, and swears by drinking celery juice every morning. Anyway, I then click on medical medium, and I thought, I want to know more about this chap who helps Novak Djokovic. And the more I read about him, and the more that you look at what he does with health, and it's all about natural health, it's quite, it's phenomenal how many people he helps. Millions and millions of people, and hundreds of thousands will be going through his timeline saying how much this celery juice has helped them. Anyway, one of my children had the most horrific, cluster of warts on her elbow, and it literally was disgusting. It looked like a cauliflower, but with lots of, different parts.
Just in one spot.
On her left elbow. It was absolutely horrific. And we'd had it burnt off professionally, and then it came back twice as big. And then I went to a Chinese medical place, and they said, oh, you must never just chop these things off, because it's a virus. It sits in your gut. And if you take off the top layer, it's like the branches of a tree. It will just grow through twice as big, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And honestly, she couldn't go out with it. She had to put a plaster on it. It was embarrassing. She looked like she had a deformed elbow. Anyway, the more I read on this medical medium website, I was also at the Instagram page, I thought, well, actually what warts are is the HPV virus. Mm. So for any parents listening out there, even your own kids, they may one day pick up warts at school or whatever. They're horrible. I had no idea they were the HPV virus. And she'd had it for 8 years, this great big unsightly thing on her elbow. Anyway, I thought, you know what? Stuff it. I'm going to go and buy a masticating juicer. I bought a cheap one because I thought, well, who knows? It probably won't work, but I'll give it a go. And I went and bought bunch after bunch of celery, juicing it away in our kitchen. And I never thought my daughter would drink it, but you have to take it first thing in the morning.
Right.
Before you put anything else in your stomach. She drank 16 ounces of it every day. Within 2 to 3 weeks, the thing had, it's completely gone. And it's, if I showed you the pictures, you'd be quite shocked. And I do show people a lot, because they can't believe that what was there, and now that it's completely disappeared. And I'm like, well, this is really, it's a bit freaky, because it was so enormous and very, very thick and very protruding, but it's completely gone. So I take out of that what you will. But if you look on his site, he will help acne, he'll help psoriasis, eczema, lots of skin conditions, and then many other chronic ailments. So I don't know. There's something in celery juice.
Do you put anything else in? Do you literally just
bunches of it. I mean, I've left it out there. You'll see it in the kitchen today. My other daughter was drinking it this morning. But yeah, you just do a bunch of celery every day. But you can take it with other things. But to attack an ailment, you need to drink it pure. And it's something to do with the cluster salt that's in celery attacks the viruses that are sitting in the gut, and it pulls them all out. I think it takes all the metals out of your system and all the toxins and everything. And I have to say, if you drink it, you'll be needing to go to the loo pretty quickly. It flushes your whole system. Yeah, it's amazing. But anyway, I thought I'd pass the tip on because there might be people that listen who have awful ailments and don't know what's going on with their body. But
yeah, definitely, because I think you definitely go through life just going, well, this is just what I've got.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You go, I've always had backache. Yeah. Or I've always, suffered from headaches, whatever. You shouldn't have to put up with it. And actually, if you just maybe take a different approach rather than going to your GP.
It's interesting because
interesting.
When we finish this podcast, I'll show you the pictures and I think you'll be quite shocked.
I will. I want to go and see now. Yeah. It actually feels like a good place to finish the podcast.
I can go and get my phone.
I'll describe them to you in my next podcast. I'm sorry, guys, but you can't actually see these pictures, but I'm very excited to see them. Annabelle, what a pleasure it is to see you.
It's been a pleasure. I feel very indulgent just talking about myself. It's a bit odd.
Are you joking?
But no.
You've shared your experience, which then I'm sure will help others, not just in tennis, but the wider world, and particularly that last little tip about celery juice.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.